turning in its place because you made
it's 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program. Hello and welcome to a good Thursday with sunshine and brilliance everywhere. This is the Good Day program starring... How about that, Jennifer? I'm giving you starring billing. Jennifer Horn, starring Rich McFadden, starring Ken Kessler.
I like the sound of this.
We don't do that on radio like they do. Even on... we don't call the people that are in television programs stars unless... Do you even hear that anymore? Do you hear The Tonight Show starring Jay Leno? Used to be... Ed used to say The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. Mm-hmm. But I haven't heard that term
starring. I don't know whether they do say starring Jay Leno.
No, I don't think they do anymore. It's The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, I'm always wondering what the you know me. I want to be up with the latest jargon. I want to be on top of
That's you.
Happening stuff.
I think it's I'm here. There's music in my ears. What's this music that I'm hearing in my ear? I hear music. I hear music when I think of you.
I don't know, Jen. Do you hear music?
No.
No. Really. I thought there was music in my life.
You want to hear some music?
That's what I said. I wanted to hear some music.
I think it's that special time of year.
It's that time of year. La, 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 la.
No.
Now you can hit it, Rich.
Who's coming to visit your neighborhood?
Uh-huh.
You better watch out. You're in for a fight. Especially if you lean to the right. The IRS is coming to town.
That's clever.
They're making a list and checking it through to find out who you're contributing to. The IRS is coming to town. Oh, you might be causing trouble, but they have to be sure. So expect to see some scrutiny of your 501c4. Oh, you better watch out. You're in for a fight, especially if you lean to the right. The IRS is coming to town.
Very sweet.
Boys and girls.
Yes. Uncle Hobie will come and get you. Uncle Barry, I guess that was his name, wasn't it? Uncle Barry. Okay, so you want to know what the real IRS scandal is?
Sure.
What?
The groups that are politically motivated, like the ones that have developed since the ruling by the Supreme Court, are, in my estimation, not organizations that ought to be tax exempt. Frankly, I don't think they ought to receive preferential tax.
Apparently, the IRS doesn't think so either.
Well, but the admission that the president has, I think he called it enhanced investigation of conservative groups. That's what the IRS was doing. The attorney general says there's a criminal investigation into the allegations against the IRS. Why? Why are there these political groups that have tax exempt status? They're politically motivated. They're not. What are they doing? There's a difference. The 501c3s that are basically schools, churches, that sort of thing, social welfare organizations, there's nothing in these political organizations that is social welfare personified.
Educational.
They're educational?
No, that's another.
Oh, they, what are the education? Yeah, the educational groups.
Education,
yeah,
right.
Churches and, yeah, you're right, Richie. But if you look at the bad management at the, and that's really what it is, I think the inspector general called it ineffective management by the IRS, which targeted these groups. I'm not sure that I think they've done a horrible job, and there is a scandal there, no question about that. But why is it tolerable that the Citizens United decision opens up the floodgates for all these people in the first place? And the real scandal is maybe going back to the Supreme Court and this decision that allows this to be free speech. Well,
free speech.
Free speech. Okay.
Companies get free speech.
Uh-huh.
Organizations get free speech.
Right. What organization? Why don't I get free speech? I'm in the
you
free
do get
speech
free
business.
Speech.
Yeah, but I have to pay taxes.
Oh.
I don't know. There's nothing free about this.
You create your own 501c3.
Oh.
Or C4.
Okay. When can I do that?
And then you don't have to pay taxes, and you can say whatever you want.
Uh-huh. Okay, so how do we line up for that? Can we get
in line for that?
Just a few applications, a couple pieces of paper. You're all set.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What do you want to call it?
The Doug Steffen Open Mouth Insert Foot Group.
That one's already taken.
We already have that one. Sorry.
Later on in the hour, Jennifer is going to update us on the latest in the news world, or the world of television news from there. I have the list of the top 10 dramas of all time, according to the folks at TV Guide magazine.
Hmm.
You'd be interested in that. And we also have for you, Roberta is out today because she's having, what, her colon done?
Colon blow today for Roberta. Look out. Stand back.
So uncomfortable.
All right. But we do have some Queen of Cheap deals to pass along, and they are brought to you by the folks at Kohl's, where you expect great things. Kohl's, expect great things. You can always go to DougSteffen.com. Roberta is here for theater purposes. Roberta is all about theater. When Roberta's here, you know the drama that surrounds anything that she
does. Deals are the deals, and they're always
the
there.
Are the deals.
Roberta's just a chimp that points you in the right direction.
Right. So, and she'd be happy to know you refer to her as a chimp.
She'll love it.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. And I'll make sure I tell her.
She's just a monkey with a mouse clicker.
Monkey with a mouse.
Yeah.
All right.
Clicking coupons.
So, the Queen of Cheap deals today include a big deal from 7-Eleven. If you've got that big, what is it, the 32-ouncer? Yesterday, from Brendan, walking out of the house, Brendan and I were looking across the street, and there was this great big, like, bucket that had been dropped off in front of his car. And I said, what's that big bucket? Because there's a straw coming out. What's that big bucket? A red bucket in front of your car. And he says, it's just from a 7-Eleven.
It's a big gulp.
Yeah, I guess that was a big gulp. He says he's never been in a 7-Eleven in his life. I've been in 7-Eleven.
What is with you people?
Yeah.
You haven't been to a Taco Bell, and he's never been to a 7-Eleven.
Taco Bell, I don't blame you for. But 7-Eleven, you can buy decent things. You can buy an apple at 7-Eleven, Doug. You can buy water.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bananas.
You can
buy hand lotion, toilet paper.
Yep.
Yeah. You can do all that at 7-Eleven.
Aspirin.
Malt liquor.
Questionable sandwiches,
right?
A churro,
a bumper,
Slurpee,
a Schlitz malt liquor bull.
All right, so there's some deals to be had at the 7-Eleven. Check out the Queen of Cheap box at DougSteffen.com. Also, Krispy Kreme donuts, which in my mind, if you like sugar and sweet tastes, they are better. Krispy Kreme donuts are better than Dunkin' Donuts, better than pretty much any other donut chain. Or there's a one little place on that I became attached to when I was going in and out of your studio all the time, Jennifer.
Yeah, Bud's
over in
Donuts. Sunday.
Yep, there it is.
Bud's Donuts.
Talk about a place I've never been into.
Oh, my God.
Never been into that.
Oh, what great donuts.
Hey, Bud's Donuts. Give me some donuts.
It's down at the corner of Lancashire, and it's not Sunland, because it isn't Sunland when you get out of Sunland. What's the continuation of Sunland Boulevard? What is it?
Vineland,
that's it, right. Lancashire and Vineland. Bud's Donuts. In the Burbank. Oh, my God, what great donuts they have there. Anyway, you won't find any deals there from them at the Queen of Cheap Box, but you will get the Krispy Kreme deal of the day. Plus, there are all kinds of other ways for you to save lots of money that Roberta works hard on. And sometimes she does, sometimes she doesn't. As Richie said, she sometimes stumbles into good stuff. But you can find all of the bargains. That'll go over well. All right, anyway, check out the deals at the Queen of Cheap Box today at DougSteffen.com.
This next song is dedicated to Vicky Cooper. Vicky's a mother of three who recently saved $124 spring shopping at Kohl's. By stacking the savings, she not only took advantage of a great sale, she also saved $20 using her Kohl's cash. Congrats, Vicky. This one's for you.
Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday sale this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impact.
Oh, I love this. Turn it on.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
We're taking numbers on who'd like to be married to Nancy Grace off the air if you'd like to join that poll.
She seems very happy with her man, though.
Nancy Grace does, or yeah. Dirty Arias? So,
no,
she's
Nancy
talking about
Grace.
Dirty Arias.
Oh, gotcha.
So we have a big deal here at DougStefan.com. In fact, it's a gastronomic delicacy.
Ooh.
Five-ounce hamburger that Mark Post has painstakingly created. Will perhaps change your mind about hamburger. This hamburger has been assembled from tiny bits of beef muscle tissue grown in a laboratory, be cooked and eaten at an event in London in the next couple of weeks, meant to show the world that the so-called vitro meat is a reality. This is
gross.
It really is gross.
That's so gross.
A hamburger is gross as anyway, but there's a
good
hamburger meat has been created in the lab, and it costs about $325,000 for a hamburger. That's what it cost them to create.
Yeah.
And they put the stuff all in these clear plastic containers, tested tens of billions of cells that it took to make the burger, cost somebody, I don't know where the heck this came from. They got the cells from a cow neck at a slaughterhouse.
Hey, everybody, neck burger.
Oh, my God, that gross. All right, so what do you have? You've got some new hamburger. What are you cooking?
If you want to spend $325,000 on a hamburger, I know who could buy it. Tommy Chong from Cheech and Chong.
Yeah?
Yeah, surprisingly, the 74-year-old Tommy Chong thinks we should legalize marijuana.
No.
Isn't that a shock?
That's a headline.
He says the U.S. economy could use the boost. He says, look at the situation we're in now, man. Sequesters, cuts, everything across the board. Now the government's tapped into the biggest cash crop in the world, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He says there's little manufacturing cost. You don't have to do anything. Just watch it grow and get a couple of hippies to cut it and then put it in a bag and sell it, dude.
You know, I'm shocked that this is his point of view.
Dude. Dude, where's my hamburger? Yeah, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest choice natural health products. And be sure to check out the Expo Hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
So, a natural disaster strikes and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
This is Creed.
This is Creed.
Right, we've already heard this before when you were not paying attention.
I want to hear it again.
Really?
He was sleeping.
Introductory song last night on American Idol. Creed and Candace Glover are the two finalists tonight. The world will know.
Can you hardly wait?
Winner is.
I did not watch one episode this year. Is that terrible?
Actually, well, I think that there is some interest in these two. It'll be interesting to see. Now, I've used that word twice in the same sentence. There's interest, and it'll be interesting to see, literally, who wins. Whose money is on Cree?
I would like to see Cree win. Oh, and not because I've even watched the show, but just listening, I've always thought she had the best voice.
It doesn't matter. They're all going to be super.
Yeah, they're all good. But what turned me off this season? It's too bad because the talent seemed really good. But what turned me off was that Mariah and Nicki Minaj feud. I just didn't want to watch it.
So boring.
Mariah didn't figure out how to do this show until the last few weeks.
Yeah.
She either rambled or had nothing
to say. But
they're
both gone, right? They're all gone. All the shows are gone.
Anyway. I'll tell you in my TV report.
Oh,
coming
great
up next.
Nicki had something to say, but she was just annoying.
Yeah. You know what else is annoying about this, Richie?
Yeah.
That they fill up these shows. They have so little to do that they have to bring in. They have no content at all when they get to the end.
2 hours worth of fluff.
Right. So, and that includes Carly Rae Jepsen, who debuted her new single last night, Take a Picture. What do we know about her, Jennifer?
She's the one that's saying, hey, here's my number. Call me, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is her second big song?
I don't know if it's a big song yet, but it's, you know, she's trying to have another hit. She hasn't done real well at that yet, so hopefully this will work.
Really?
I got home yesterday to my daughter jumping around the living room to Just Dance 4, the video game, singing Call Me Maybe.
Really?
Over and over again.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Richie, let's have a couple more examples of the two of them competing with each other. That is Cree Harrison and Candace Glover. Here's Cree singing her would-be coronation song called All Cried Out. She's more a country performer, Doug.
A little bit, clever.
All right, so here she's up against Candace Glover, sings her would-be winner song, I Am Beautiful.
And he says, I am beautiful.
I like it better already.
I do, too. I like this a lot better, yeah. Actually.
So we think she's going to win?
I don't know. I haven't watched it all. I'm just telling you what I like. I like Free a little better, but this song I like better.
Richie, what about you?
It doesn't really matter to me.
Kenny, what about you?
I feel the same way.
Okay, what about Lisa, your wife, who's a professional singer? What does she think? She's a watcher, isn't she?
She gave up on this
really?
A couple years ago.
Wow. Well, these guys are really going down the tubes. There's nobody interested. So is your wife, Lisa, interested, Kenny, in any of these shows like X Factor or The Voice?
Is Dancing with the Stars.
That's her thing.
Really? Dancing with the Stars.
Why does she like Dancing with the Stars so much?
She likes seeing people try to do something creative outside of their comfort zone, and everybody has a great story,
costumes.
They work so hard on
costumes
it.
And the costumes.
They're beautiful. Sequins, pretty.
Yeah.
Anything that I'm like a moth. Anything that has sparkle to it, I'm like.
Man. Okay. All right. So anyway, I guess we're just a kiss. The good thing to get rid of all the judges. Jennifer has some judge news from another corner of the world. If you will.
I have American Idol judging me.
Plus the poll on Jack and Chloe in 24. Results of that coming up on Good Day.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, canine cognitive dysfunction. Years ago, it was called old dog disease, but here are some of the warning signs that you as a good pet guardian should know. If you notice your dog starting to wander aimlessly, or if he appears lost and confused in the yard or house, if he gets stuck in corners or behind furniture, stares into space or walls, has difficulty walking through doors, doesn't recognize familiar people, doesn't respond to verbal cues the way he used to, appears to forget reasons for going outdoors, decreased or altered response to family members, solicits attention less. That's just a partial list. You know, there's a lot of things that can be done. Years ago, you go to the veterinarian and the doctor would say, you know, it's just a matter of the dog aging. It's kind of like doggy Alzheimer's disease. But now there are medications on the market and other things you can do. We find that with human beings, if we keep their brain more active, they're less apt to get cognitive dysfunction. Same thing with your dog. Even the older dog should learn new tricks. Take them to new locations. This way you can have a long, healthy, happy life together and your dog will remember everything you ever taught it. I'm Warren Eckstein. The other day, a longtime customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamins and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
National Transportation Safety Board working in your behalf this week. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta's having a colonoscopy this morning. That would be a lot of fun.
We should have had her do it live on the air.
Yeah,
mine is next month.
We can do it.
Yeah, could we wire you for sound?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll just lay my iPhone down on the table, and then the next day, because I don't even get to hear what happens. You're out, man.
You're out. Yeah, you go out. Yeah. I had
it's
one about
sound like this.
No, it doesn't sound like that at all.
It sounds like... really disarming when the guy walks in, the technician walks in,
yeah.
And he's got that full rubber suit and like that welding mask. You're like, wait a minute, what are you guys be doing in here?
All right. Well, wouldn't you like to know?
Wouldn't you want to have a mask on if you were doing that?
I guess I would.
Whatever it is.
How do you pick up chicks at a bar when you have that job?
All right, come on, let's get to the news. Never mind. CBS fall schedule, Jennifer's going to have that for you in a matter of moments. In the meantime, and I also have a list of the top ten dramas on television of all time. There's a discussion that I think the merits, in essence, of the National Transportation Safety Board's proposal to lower the legal blood alcohol limit from 0.08 to 0.05.
Which is one beer, by the way.
Wow. One beer. Their goal, they say, is to reduce the nearly 10,000 deaths every year related to alcohol-impaired driving.
Never happened.
Most of the industrialized world already has this standard. In addition, they are asking for tougher penalties for first and repeat offenders. They'd also like to see more technology used, including a sniffing flashlight.
What?
That can detect alcohol odors.
Puts the flashlight into your car.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly
what
that is.
Well, that's not really fair to have a sniffing flashlight.
All right. So let's see who weighs in on the side of government. Or is this about big government? Is this about good government? Is this about common sense? Is this about really trying to make the roads safer? Does this do it? If the rest of the world is doing it, why are we doing it? All these questions. Who's got answers? Richie, of course.
Hey, listen, I've been stupid. I got my DWI, and it was not fun. And you learn your lesson, and you move along. And I did learn my lesson. Now, was it government that helped me learn my lesson? I don't know. I think it was just maturity over the course of time. When you're young and you're stupid, you do
things.
All
right, let me ask you this. Did you at any point in your youth feel that you were a danger to anyone other than yourself?
You never think that you're a danger to anyone other than yourself. Mm-hmm. But at some point, one thing happens and you're just like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And
if you're smart.
It's that one day.
You're lucky. Hi, Kenny, what about you? I don't know anything about your drinking habits, Kenny. I don't know why. I don't know. I know about Jennifer liking wine, Richie liking beer. I don't know what you like.
I don't drink hardly anything anymore. When I was in college, I experimented with a lot of different things to figure out what I liked, and I drank a lot of beer.
Really?
But beer,
good beer, bad beer?
Any yes.
beer. Anything.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I tried to be smart about it. When we would have a party or I would go to somebody's house, my friends, we all did this thing where we took everybody's car keys, put them in a pitcher that we filled with water and put it in the
and
freezer.
Froze it. I've heard about that.
Yeah. Really?
So
I've never heard that.
In about
cool.
10 or 15 minutes, nobody is going home that night.
Right. Wow.
No,
that's a great idea.
The sad thing about me when I drink too much, I'd get out my ice pick and start chipping.
It just so happens, you get to the point where you know your body, you know yourself, you know what you can do.
And that does come with age, you're right.
And
maturity.
Okay, and I like to drink the micro beer, which has a little bit higher alcohol content, and I know I can drink 3 beers and be good. On the 4th beer, I know, okay, this is
but
where
that's you.
Stop. This is me. This is me.
That's
so
you.
It just so happened that last week I had the guys over to my house because my neighbor, who just happens to be a cop, it brews his own beer. So he brought his new thing over, and it was really good. Really good. A really hoppy IPA. And he brought his breathalyzer with him.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's so fun to play with, by the way.
So we drank 3 beers, and sure enough, I tested a .075.
So you could drive under the law
I
now.
I could drive
you
under the law under my 3
it.
Beers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had that 4th beer, .085.
All right, so here's what I'm thinking about this. As far as I'm concerned, anything you can do to get these abusive people off the road. I don't like government. I don't like government supervision.
But you always look the other way when it comes to vices that you don't agree with.
That's correct. 100% correct, and I admit to it 100%.
But can I tell you about a trend that I've noticed? And I don't know. I'd be curious to see if the numbers for drunk driving incidents have gone down. Because I've noticed that when people go out now, there are a lot of people that are really cognizant of getting designated drivers or about taking cabs.
At what age?
At least in my social circle.
Your age group.
But I also have younger friends through work because, I used to be the young one there and now I'm not anymore. But, people are pretty cognizant of it, I think, now, more than they used to be.
Does it depend then on your age? You're in your 30s.
Really
Richie's
does.
In his 40s. Kenny's
really
in his 40s.
Does.
I'm beyond that. The people
when
that
I was
I
23,
around with,
I was the biggest moron on the roads.
I just can't. Because I saw so much abuse as a kid. My sisters, I have never seen either of my sisters out of control. I've only seen my daughter once. I've seen my son a couple of times. And I don't know that I've seen, I don't know that I've seen Meredith in any state. She likes a glass of wine here and there. Richie, I've never seen in all the years I've known you. I honestly, even though we talk a big deal about it, I've never seen you
because
in
a
situation.
I absolutely have learned. Here's how many I can take.
Yeah.
I
have seen
Jennifer
space myself.
Silly.
Jennifer, I've seen in a silly.
I'm silly after one glass of wine.
Yeah,
though.
I am too. I can't
without
drink.
Without being stupid drunk, I just get silly.
Let me tell you something. After a decade of my 20s and just being a moron and, doing it, I figured it out in my 30s.
Yeah. Well,
here's how you fix it all. You marry your designated driver. My wife is one and done. And I'm like, I love you forever, baby.
Oh, my funny. That is funny. All right. Anyway, so the question here, I don't know, this makes a good question for, I would like to ask our listeners, Kenny, through our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day, and on Twitter @Good Day Show. I'd like to know whether folks think the decrease from 0.08 to 0.05 will fix the problem. There are way too many deaths. the thing that I find troubling
you know,
in all of this.
At that point, why not just prohibition?
No.
405, you might as well call it illegal
here,
to drink.
Here is the situation that really bothers me. If you go through those 10,000 deaths, how many of those are caused by people? The people who die aren't the ones who are drinking, A.
Yep.
And B, many of them, more than the government wants you to know, are illegal immigrants. More of these deaths, I'm talking about thousands of these deaths, and depending on where you are in the world, in your neck of the woods, Kenny, especially, there are untold numbers of deaths on the highway caused by illegals who are here, who are hopped up on anything and everything. And that's really part, not the whole problem, but part of the problem. The problem is there's just too much stuff around, and it's not, people don't learn to respect alcohol. For whatever the reason, they don't have these problems in Europe. You can theorize about maybe kids drinking wine when they're younger. I don't know if that's true or it isn't true.
What are you talking about? But
they do not
go
have
on YouTube and
these
watch and search Russian car crashes.
That Russian is not Europe, you moron.
But no, I'm just saying in the industrialized world.
Russian, there's nothing about Russia. Russia's 90% alcoholism rate. You can't use that as an example. That's not Europe. When I talk about Europe, I'm talking about England.
It's
not Europe. Russia is not Europe. Hello.
I'm just saying there's problems around the world.
It amazes me that in Ireland, after being there last year on vacation and knowing how the Irish like to go to pubs and drink.
But they walk.
They must walk because the little roads in Ireland are so ridiculous.
Same thing in England. They walk to the pubs.
I can't even drive them sober.
One of the big things that nobody ever looks at is that there aren't as many interstates. There aren't as many cars. There aren't as many high-speed roadways over there.
Oh, yes, there are.
It's smaller. It's more congested.
Nope. Yeah. No. In England, France, Spain, Italy. I'm talking about Western Europe versus Eastern Europe. Yeah, Eastern Bloc countries, Eastern Europe.
All these little one-lane roads.
Nah, that's not the way it is anymore. That's the way it used to be. When I first started going to England,
they only get up to 30 miles an hour. They're not doing 65 miles
there was,
an hour.
Yes, you sound foolish now. When you make that statement, you
listen
sound,
to me.
I'm trying to protect
it.
You from sounding foolish.
I got you covered.
I know. Well, I'm trying to cover you, and you sound foolish.
I don't want prohibition.
Statements. Prohibition doesn't work. No, I don't want it because it doesn't work.
Well, you might as well have it.
It's education. Well, you should have it then for tobacco. You should have it for all kinds of substances that can be abused. Instead, I think everything ought to be legalized, and people need to be educated far better at home and at school as to the vagaries of using this stuff, what it does to you. I'm sure there are plenty of people that are high on marijuana that cause accidents as well. It isn't just alcohol. It isn't. It's all kinds of things.
Not as likely because those people are driving at 15 miles an hour on the Beltway.
I don't know.
I would think it's more prescription drugs, probably misuse.
Yeah, I would definitely agree there.
What have we gotten out of this conversation? We have not come to any agreement. That's what we've had. But at least we talked about the issues. I am not a drinker. I don't drink well.
No,
and it's a good thing I don't drink.
Yes.
Because I'd either be I would be ridiculously silly, or I would be an angry, nasty drunk. And you wouldn't want to be. I'm angry and nasty enough for you, Richie.
Last thing I need you is popping back a couple of beers.
Right.
While we're
Let's start drinking at 4 in the morning.
There you go.
I'll drink to that. Remember the time I told you I was on, WCKY in Cincinnati, did afternoons.
Yeah.
When I started doing this program in the late 80s, I was there. And I had made many friends in Cincinnati. It was one of the great places that I worked. And one of the people, I'm trying to remember who it was, that came in. Pete Rose used to follow me on the air there at night. It gives you a picture of what the station was all about. And the local anti-temperance. So Cincinnati is full of crazy people. St. Louis and Cincinnati are the two craziest places I ever worked. Just crazy people. So they had a temperance union in Cincinnati. And the guy had a temperance union.
Explain that.
Temperance is an organization that wants you not to abuse mostly alcohol, but other products as well. But they had an official sort of a church-related temperance union.
Okay.
So they brought in a case.
Party.
Oh yeah, they brought in a case of beer. here one Friday afternoon, and Jerry Springer was on because Jerry used to do the news in Cincinnati when I was doing the afternoon show, and he'd come over every Friday afternoon and spend an hour. He'd just yak about what was going on in Cincinnati. So these people, then, you can imagine Springer with the Temperance Union. So I thought this would be great theater. So they brought over a case of beer, and Jerry and I went on the air, and we started drinking beer to see how long it would take us to get beyond the .08.
Yeah, but that's not fair, because you're a teetotaler. You'd be
It was ridiculous.
After two.
I had about four sips, and he started laughing at me because I couldn't take it. He didn't know me well enough, but I got really silly. And as a result of that encounter that afternoon, somebody was listening to the radio program, and they were opening up a new beer hall in Cincinnati, and they paid him, Jerry and me, to come over and be the masters of ceremony, or to sort of open it up. And we sang to karaoke, Jennifer, Ebony and Ivory.
Beautiful.
I was in a skirt, and it was the silliest thing that I have probably done on the radio or connected to the radio in a long time. And it all came out of the discussion of drinking beer. We did beer on the air that day and the whole thing.
Can I do an experiment right here in pop culture?
Yeah.
Ken, what am I thinking right now?
It's got to be some episode from some TV show.
What are you thinking right now?
Yeah. Oh, I thought this was going to be easy.
Apparently not.
Yeah, they did this on WKRP.
Saturday Night Live.
They did it on WKRP, where Johnny Fever got...
I was thinking about the karaoke with Doug and his
group. Oh, no. Johnny Fever actually got faster as he drank more.
All right, I'm not going to have time for the top 10 dramas of all time, but Jennifer in 60 Seconds is going to bring us up to date on the CBS fall schedule and a couple of other things. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Okay, so the poll that we had at DougStephan.com, other than Jack and Chloe, who else would you like to see when 24 comes back next summer? 24% of you said Tony Almeida, which is pretty
interesting. I loved
interesting.
Tony. Mm-hmm.
19% said President Logan.
That would be a good trick to bring Tony back.
18% said President Taylor. 16% said Aaron Pierce. 15% said Morris O'Brien. 12% said, I don't care who's back as long as it's good.
As long as the show is here.
All right, so Jen, what's on the CBS fall schedule?
Well, okay, if you'd like to start there, we can do that. But our breaking news is that Nicki Minaj is leaving American Idol. That's what I was getting at earlier today. Yeah, breaking news. She came out this morning and said that she'll be done after the show today.
Who cares?
What?
I don't care.
I think a lot of people do. A lot of people still like American Idol. All right, but CBS had their upfront yesterday. It is the best-rated network on TV, so they didn't make a huge amount of changes to their fall schedule, but they did move some shows around. Their Thursday night drama, Person of Interest, will move to Tuesdays. It'll be interesting to see how it does there, because every time they move a show at CBS, the ratings seem to go down a little bit. But
what's on Tuesday at 10 now on CBS? That's where that Sherlock Holmes show is on.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
After NCIS. No, that'll be a good place for that, because after the NCIS, Tuesday's the strongest night on CBS.
Now, they're also looking at making a big comedy block on Thursdays. They're going to start with The Big Bang Theory, then they're following with their new comedies, The Millers with Will Arnett, The Crazy Ones with Robin Williams and Sarah Michelle Gellar, and 2.5 Men at 9:30. And then Hawaii Five-O will move from Monday to Friday, which is not a great switch for them. On the whole, the network added some new comedies, some new dramas, And they also benched Mike and Molly, which I thought was an interesting move. They moved that from Monday nights. It'll be ready to go in the spring, but they're going to take during the fall. Well, the show's doing really well. What they're trying to do is to get one of these new comedies to really get some traction so that they can have something to replace How I Met Your Mother, which is in its last season.
Are they going to reveal who the mother is?
Yeah, they already did in the season finale.
They?
Yes.
Oh, who was it?
It's a girl with a yellow umbrella that I'm sure we'll find out more about next season.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, that's it. 51 after.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
After the hour now on the Doug Good Day program, with all of us together focused on you and your well-being, and added to the group of the regulars is our contributor, Tom Kreitler, who contributes. And, you know, one of the great things, Rich, about having Tom here, he's actually a contributor who has something to contribute.
Shocking.
Which is a one.
Really?
The problem is that usually, you stand up. But Rich usually fouls this up because he's got his own stuff.
Well, yeah. I let you foul up all of the other contributor segments. Right. Okay. So that's then I feel nice. It's my responsibility to take control and
foul up with Tom. Tom.
Rich owns these foul ups. That's right. Exactly.
You got to own your foul ups. Tom Kreitler is the co-host along with Leslie Segretti of the weekend Money Pit radio program, home improvement show that helps you go through all of the things, especially this time of year when we're so eager to get to work on lots of things that are outside that we haven't been able to deal with. So we have some questions from some of you. You can send your questions to Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can go to Tom at MoneyPit.com. And they'll get, you've got your 888 number too, right? They can call anytime.
24/7, 888 Money Pit.
All right. Tom answers your questions in just a moment here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America. Sizzling hot days and outdoor parties at the pool, on the beach, or in the backyard go hand in hand with perfectly paired cocktails and drinks sure to quench your thirst this summer. Margaritas, sangria, mojitos, and so much more. Whatever your pleasure and wherever your summer soiree, entertaining should be easy. Just ask the experts how they spend more time mingling and less time mixing. Nationally recognized Tony Abuganim, the modern mixologist, is fresh from the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America 70th Annual Convention and Exposition in Orlando, Florida.
When it comes to creating fresh beverages, it's important to remember your drink is only as good as its ingredients.
Reach for fresh seasonal fruits, watermelons, strawberries, blueberries, and always fresh squeezed citrus juice. Pull out the punch bowl. And finally, arm yourself with a good, quality set of bar tools that will make everything easier and much more fun.
For more information, visit WSWAconvention.org. I'm Dan Marin.
All right, so Tom, I'm always interested to find out not only what these people are asking, but where they are.
Yeah.
Here's Barbara in New York who heard that the pattern of crack in a building's wall can hint to whether it's from normal shift or serious structural damage. She's got a crack, and she's trying to figure out whether or not to be concerned. So what's the right question she ought to be asking herself?
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's anything that I would definitely call a normal shift. I would say that minor cracking, like hairline cracking in concrete and concrete block, is very typical. When you see these walls start to open up where you can, you know, see maybe a 16th to an eighth of an inch, and maybe even if they're active, that's even worse, where you're pretty sure that last year it was a hairline and now it's an eighth of an inch, you know, that's very troubling. But if you do have cracks, especially in a basement wall, they almost always have to do with water control outside the house. So if your soil is really flat, if your gutters are dumping a lot of water near a corner of a building, for example, I've seen just a disconnected downspout so flood the corner of a building that that corner actually drops. Because if you think about it, you know, when it rains, there's a reason you sink into the soil, because the soil does not hold the same weight. So when that soil around your house gets really wet, the building's going to drop as well. It can also happen that if the soil is super wet, it freezes and expands, and I've seen horizontal cracks become so bad that basement walls have collapsed inward as a result. Yeah. So if you see cracks, try to figure out what's wrong with your drainage.
All right. Drainage is the question, Barbara, or the question you should be asking yourself is how good is the drainage around that home. Ben's in Texas. He has a six-year-old central air conditioning system. He finds the front room of his house warmer than the rest of the home. What's the problem?
An imbalance, obviously, in the system, Ben. Now, it's typical that certain sides of the house need more cooling than others, especially the south and the west sides. What you can do is try to increase the return air on those sides of the house. The more air you pull back from those rooms, the cooler they will become.
Really?
Yep.
All right. See, that's what I like about Tom. Always has solutions, and I'm being facetious here. One of the reasons I like him on is because he's very solution-oriented. Mindy is in Virginia. She's trying to go all-natural, looking for some attractive plants to put on her deck that will repel mosquitoes.
Well, you know, we listen to citronella candles. I mean, we enjoy citronella candles. You can actually grow the same citronella in flower pots. It's actually called West Indian lemongrass. It's a nice-looking plant.
I heard marijuana, and I'm not being facetious, marijuana plant.
I have no experience with that. I'm denying all experience with that.
Okay, no experience, exactly.
None whatsoever.
None.
Now, citronella, a tall grass called West Indian lemongrass will keep those mosquitoes away.
What's the expression? A tall, cool. What's the expression for a man or woman has the long legs? Tall, cool.
Drink of water.
Drink of water.
Oh, yeah, tall, cool.
The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, hosted by Tom Kreitler. Leslie, check it out at moneypit.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.